Here we go. Week two of our look at heaven, and I am excited to share this morning. You know, last week we began our series on our looking at our eternal home, this place that we call heaven, or better yet put, as we learned last week, that heaven is actually going to come to earth. So we're going to have this new earth and this new heaven that we're going to experience. You know, we discussed how humanity was different than anything else in all of creation because God made man in his own image and he made us a living soul. We are a living soul that was made for all of eternity to live forever and ever. And that is going to be what we experience there in heaven. But this living soul that is made for eternity is also paired with a physical body, just like we read about in Genesis with Adam and Eve. God made Adam to live forever with him. And that's going to be the example and the pattern that we have. Because we can find common ground in those beliefs and all of those things about heaven, we are also going to have questions about it. I mean, how many of you out there have questions about heaven? We all have questions about heaven, right? We do. And today we're going to start examining some of those questions. Now, next week, we're going to spend an entire message series talking about specific questions that maybe you have. I have got one more week. You can bring those questions to me after the service today, and we'll look at them next week. But I've already got a few that we're going to talk about, and some of them might be answered today as we go through the message. But today's message is going to be talking about what exactly will we do in heaven and on the new earth. What will we do? And I know that there's a lot of questions that are surrounded around that entire premise of what will we do in heaven. Now, to understand what we will do, first we must understand who we will be. Who we will be. I mean, what I mean is God created us as a living soul in a physical body, and God doesn't make mistakes. So if he doesn't make mistakes, and that's how he made us now, you can bet that that's what we're going to be for all eternity. A living soul in a physical body. So when we look at that idea, and this can challenge some people, because I can already hear some of you going, I really don't like the body that I have now. I really don't want to spend all eternity in that body again. Well, the new body that you have is going to be different than the one that you are currently in, and it's going to be perfect. And this is a good thing. We will be reunited with our bodies one day. However, these new bodies are going to be different than the ones that we have right now and experience. Now, remember what Jesus said in Revelation 21, 1 through 5. John said, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.'" And one of those new things that he is going to recreate for us is going to be our new glorified bodies. And that we're going to have, that we're going to be able to be and walk with and breathe and eat and drink with on the new earth. Paul wrote about these new bodies in 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 58, and I would encourage you all to look at that. But I'm going to focus on verses 42 through 44. "So will it be in the resurrection of the dead. The body that was sown perishable is raised imperishable. It was sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It was sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It was sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual one." We will have these new glorified bodies on the new earth, just like God had designed for us in the beginning. We were made to live on this earth. We were made to breathe oxygen. We were made to eat food and to drink and to rest. And if that's how God made us, we can assume that that's what it's going to be like on the new earth. Earth is going to be, it is the perfect environment for human life to thrive, to enjoy, to create, and to worship. And if God created this present earth in that form, we can understand and believe that He is going to do the same when He recreates the new heaven and the new earth. It'll be done in the same manner that we see, except for one thing. There's going to be one thing missing on that new earth. No sin. It'll be gone. Dealt with, done away with, wadded up, thrown away, burnt, never to be remembered anymore. No more sin. There will be no more desire for sin that entangles us in our current world today. It'll all be gone. So with that information that we have about who we are and how this glorified body is going to be, what are we going to do with that new body? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we're going to take a look at that right now. The first thing that we're going to do on the new heaven and then the new earth is we're going to work. That does not sound like heaven to me, Scott. We're going to work. Well, I can already hear the moans and the groans coming, going, man, I don't know about that. Well, that's one of the misconceptions about this wonderful place. It is not going to be a boring place. I had shown the picture up there with the angel sitting on the clouds, strumming the harp. That is not going to be what heaven is like, all right? And we're going to look at work in a much different light. Work is going to be something that God has created us to do. We have this desire to work that's built in us. It's wired in us. And if you don't think so, let's go back and look at Genesis 2, 15. The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. This desire to work, God has already, He made us to do this. What is the problem with our work right here and right now? The desire to work is built in us, and we have this tendency to look at work maybe from a meaningless standpoint from our world today. And to some degree, that's right. The work that we do today, it really is meaningless. And if you don't think that I'm talking truth here, we get tired, don't we? And weary. There are long days spent working. And many of those hours that we spend working, let's just be honest, they're not real enjoyable. Why? Because we're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And if you don't think so, you ought to try working in a warehouse. You load one truck, and guess what? There's something else to put on another one. And it never, ever stops. It's the same way in a lot of different fields. We do the same thing over and over again. And why is that? It's all because of the fall. In Genesis 3, 17 through 19, it says this. To Adam, he said, because you have listened to your wife and ate from the fruit of the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat of the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and dust you will return. In layman's terms, work right now is going to be painful and it is going to be tedious. And you're going to be doing the same thing repeatedly over and over again. and not making any headroom in your efforts. But work is not going to be like that on the new earth. It's going to be enjoyment. You're going to enjoy it. It is going to be meaningful. And it is going to give you your true purpose in which God has created you for. There'll be no more time crunches. Man, I got to get this message done in the next 15 minutes. There'll be no more of that. There'll be no more stress. There'll be no one else looking over your shoulder to make sure you're doing what you need to get done. All of that is going to be gone. There will be only one opinion that is going to matter to us, and that is God's and God's alone. I won't have to worry about the saying, my boss has a boss, has a boss, has a boss, right? There's always a bigger fish in the sea. There's no bigger fish than God Himself, and He is the only one in whom we're going to care if we please or not, and that's going to change things. There'll be no more, it's Monday morning again. Let's get up and do this all over again. There'll be no more of that. Because God has created mankind, He's created work for mankind and mankind for work. And it's going to be fantastic on the new earth. Imagine that there's not going to be any more waking up on Monday morning going, is it Friday yet? How many of you say that? I know I do. I do. We won't have to deal with any of the stuff that we deal with right now, because the new earth, we're going to have vigor and we're going to have drive to do exactly what God has created us for. And it's going to be important work. It's going to be meaningful. And most definitely, it's going to be enjoyable. That's what we have to look forward to first. On the new earth is work that is not really going to be work. Now, if there is work on the new heaven, guess what? There's also got to be play. There's got to be play along with that. We will play again. Man, doesn't that sound awesome that we're going to play? We're going to enjoy and experience this new place that God has made for us. What's it going to look like, this play? What are the things that we're going to do? It's going to be different than what we have right now. Now, to be honest, we can't be sure exactly what it is going to be like. I mean, the Scripture does not give us a full and complete definition of what it's going to be like, but we can begin to piece together some of those things that we're going to do. Like, one of the things that we're going to do, how many of you like music? How many of you have been to a concert? Can you imagine what the concerts are going to be like in heaven? Can you imagine what it is going to be like, the music that we're going to hear? It's going to be spectacular. Far beyond what we have right now, there's going to be music, new music in heaven. Man, that's going to be awesome. The entertainment that we see today, it is a small glimpse of what entertainment is going to be like on the new earth. How many of you like to read? How many books have you read? How many books haven't you read? All eternity. All eternity to learn and to read all of those books. And all of those authors that have written all those books, how many new stories are we going to experience on the new earth? Man, that's exciting. What about other entertainment like plays, poetry, things like that? Those are all going to be new as well. Are there going to be movies in heaven? I don't know, but by golly, there might be. And the stories that they're going to depict and show, these are some experiences that we're going to have. What about sports in heaven? It's going to be great. There are going to be things that we haven't even thought of yet that are going to blow our minds on the new earth. It's going to be that exciting. We will play with the heart of children. There is something special about watching a child play. And I think that so many times we as adults, we lose touch of the pure joy that you have playing like this. We're going to have the heart of children again, and we'll play like that on the new earth. In his book, Heaven, Randy Alcorn, he writes this about some of these things. I'd like to read it to you here. After our bodily resurrection, we'll still remember the darkness and the dangers of this life. We'll contrast our past experiences with the light and the safety of our new earth, and we'll be profoundly grateful. If you think about sin and what sin does in our life, so many people think that sin is what pushes us to new heights and to experience the thrills of this life. And he says, if you knew that there were 30 years that there hadn't been a single fatality on a roller coaster, couldn't you still be thrilled by the ride? When our daughters were small, they experienced the thrill of the rides at the fair, and as I held them tightly, the fun was in moving fast, spinning around, feeling the wind on their faces. In the same way, couldn't we parachute from a plane and have an exhilarating free fall, even if we knew that there was a 0% chance of dying? Some of you might consider that more fun and not less. I believe our resurrected bodies will have adrenaline and the ability to feel. On the new earth, we may experience adventures that make our current mountain climbing, surfing, skydiving, and upside-down roller coaster rides seem tame. Why do I say this? Isn't it more wishful thinking? It's an encouragement from the design. God has wired us this way. We weren't made to sit all day in dark rooms watching actors pretend to live and athletes do what we can't. We were made to live vibrant lives. Some of us are physically limited and others are emotionally unable to handle too much excitement. But those are just temporary conditions. There's a new world coming and a new us. Because God's design wasn't an accident, because He doesn't make mistakes, we can be sure that excitement and exhilaration will be more, not less. And part of our, more and not less, a part of our experience in heaven than it is right now. Skydiving without a parachute. Maybe, maybe not. Scuba diving without an air tank. I hope so. We will be able to tolerate diving to depths of hundreds of feet without special equipment. We know that our resurrected bodies will be superior. Won't it be fantastic to test their limits and to invent new technologies that extend our ability to explore and enjoy God in His mighty realms that He makes? Those who know God and believe His promises of a bodily resurrection can dream big dreams, and one day we will live those dreams. Sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? So along with work and along with play, we also have one other thing, or a couple of other things to look forward to. One of the greatest blessings that we have as human beings is to have the ability to have relationships with people. We have families, we have friends, right? Those are blessings from God. And here on the new earth, they're going to be even better. Relationships will continue on the new earth. And they're going to be even better than what we experience now. And some of the relationships that we have now are pretty fantastic, aren't they? On the new earth, we will be reunited with loved ones that have gone before us. All of those tears that we have cried at funerals will one day be reunited with all of those loved ones. That's something that we look forward to, isn't it? That's something that we really want to experience. And someday that's going to happen. But on the new earth, there'll be no more tears or sorrow, but there will be joy everlasting as we continue those relationships in eternity. But what about those relationships that are not so great? What about those relationships in which there's sorrow that we have that they've been severed? Parents and children, there are severed relationships there with things that have happened on both sides that have split that relationship in two, those poor decisions that were made, words that have been said that have never been taken back, or apologies that were never given. These things happen, and they happen because we're stubborn out of sheer contempt, or whatever else that you can think of that would hurt a relationship between family and friends. We all have those relationships that have been damaged or destroyed by the sinful natures that we carry around. But in heaven and on the new earth, I firmly believe that God is going to give us the opportunity and the chance to make all of those relationships right again. God is a God of reconciliation. He has reconciled us to Himself through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if He has done that for us individually, you better believe that He is going to allow us to do that on a personal level with people that we have hurt or that they have hurt us. Those relationships are going to be reconciled, and they are going to be brand new in heaven. And we'll get to make up for all of the things that we wish that we had done in this life. Doesn't that sound great? What about new relationships? Oh, man. How many of us have got this picture of heaven in which you get to meet people that you have never met before? Think about just in your family, the people that you're going to get to start a relationship with. Your great-great-great-great-grandparents, never met them, you're going to get to in heaven and begin that relationship that'll last for all eternity. What about heroes from the Bible? What I wouldn't give to sit down and have a meal with the Apostle Paul and talk to him about the experiences that he had, and that he would want to talk to you about the experiences that you've had. I said meal. Did I tell you we're going to eat in heaven? Man, that's going to be awesome, isn't it? That'll be great. New relationships forged, the excitement that we're going to have there. Man, that is going to be something amazing that we get to experience. With a brand new body on a brand new earth, how many of you guys like to explore? To take vacations? Right? On a new earth, we're going to be able to explore and experience this amazing creation that God is going to give us. Man, I like to go to the beach. Never been overseas, but going overseas would be fantastic. All of this is going to be a memory in the past, and now we're going to experience something new as we explore His new earth. New continents. No maps. Let's go and let's see what God has done. That is going to be great. I mean, there's going to be places like the shores of Alabama, the Gulf Shores, and maybe that's not your forte. Maybe it's the mountains of Colorado or Alaska, Hawaii, the Caribbean, Africa. Those things are all going to be brand new, and there's going to be no time constraints on how and when we can explore that. Sounds pretty amazing. Dreams are going to come true as we find these new places to explore and to go. This new earth and this new heaven sounds pretty amazing to me. Sounds like a place that I really, really want to go and see. And as we finish up today, I want us to think about this new earth and how there'll be absolutely no more regrets. No more, "I wish I had finished." school. I wish I had done this or done that. We will have the chance to finish everything that we start. No more, I wish I had learned to do that. No more, I wish I had learned to cook this. No more, I wish anything. All of that will be gone because we'll be able to do all of that and we'll have all eternity to do it. There'll be learning in heaven. Man, with new minds. No more forgetting. No more technology flub-ups, right? There's a place that we're finally going to be able to experience God in His fullness. We will experience Him in His fullness, and we will worship Him like never before. And worship is something that we were talking about this morning. Worship is something that is not just done on Sunday. It is not just through song. It is not just through this or that. It is everything that He has created us to do. That is an act of worship. And we are going to worship Him with everything that we have. There'll be nothing to hold us back. Absolutely nothing to hold us back. And it will be joy unspeakable. Bringing God His glory, doing what He has called us to do. No more I wish I hads. It'll be full on dreams fulfilled. That sounds like a place that I want to go. What a gift that is going to be. Who is ready? Who's ready for that? Bring it on. Bring it on. It's going to be fantastic and wonderful. But until He calls us home, either by natural death or raptured souls, whatever the case may be, we still have things we've got to do here. There is still work to be done. God knows exactly how many souls there are going to be in heaven. He is waiting until that last soul makes up their mind and decides to follow Jesus in repentance and by faith. And until that happens, this new heaven and new earth is not going to happen. It's not going to be there yet. What can we do to speed it along? Because we can. We can speed this along. How do we do it? We tell people about Jesus. We tell them about the love that He has for them. If they would repent of sin and walk in a new light, man. And as soon as that last one is, bang, here we go. Eternity is going to be upon us, and what a glorious day that is going to be. Let's pray. Father, we love You and we thank You for Your goodness and Your grace. Father, for Your love and Your mercy. Father, for the promise. And when You promise, You always come through. It is always fulfilled. You have promised that You are going to create a new heaven and a new earth for all of those who love You. Oh, Father, and I pray that we love You. We love You more and more with each passing day, because each day that we are here on this earth is one day closer to eternity. Father, help us to understand those things. Help us to live in the moment, to be in the moment of all of those things. And Father, as we do so, I pray that we give You all the glory that You deserve. Heavenly Father, Lord, bless us and use us, we pray. All these things in Jesus' name. Amen.